Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Man, women are something else. You know, I don't like to talk about them for long, to be honest, because they always leave me with a strong depression.
Dating in your 30s is so weird.
You suck!
Because it's always, what do you do for fun? What do you, I don't know. I really don't. I work. I take care of my kids.
No! No, 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 no!
You never had an interesting personality. You never had any real hobbies. You know what I mean? It doesn't have anything to do with being 30. I mean, asking somebody what they like to do for fun is just a human thing, just a getting to know people thing. You know what I mean? You're born, you always were born. But when you were young, you could just, you know, rely on I'm young and hot.
Shit. Shit.
So, you know, stick around me, give me stuff, excite me, just because I'm young and hot. But now somebody needs motivation to want to be around you and motivation to want to take you out to dinner, motivation to want to put effort into you, especially since you're a single mom now. So you really got to come with something that's going to entice a man to want anything to do with you. And you have nothing. You can't even come up with a good lie.
You think somebody going to hand you something for nothing? You're wrong.
What is fun? Like, fun to me probably sounds like sitting in peace and quiet, relaxing for a few minutes, not hearing mama for about 10 minutes. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a life outside of being a mom right now. I don't know what fun is.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Being a single mom and dating is brutal.
It's officially stepdaddy season. Yeah, what up? I got the car seat in the back. Let's go to the park.
I got an idea. How about you try to go back to your baby daddy? Do that so y'all can raise a family together. Stop worrying about dating. Figure out a way to reconcile with the man you pushed out two humans for. That's a thought, just a crazy thought. And get the hell off TikTok. A number one sign a woman isn't a good mother to her kids, she sit in her car and make dating TikToks.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Because one thing about me, I'ma choose me and my bag over that man any day. Especially a little dusty toxic. Y'all get into a relationship with women and y'all want them to chase you.
Ma'am, you're not an attractive woman. No offense, not trying to be mean, but yes. If you're still trying to swipe on the top 5 to 10% of men, they're gonna make you chase them. No matter how hard they think it may be for you at this size.
Boom. Roasted.
They're not gonna put effort into you. They're not gonna value you. You're just their little chubby sneaky link. If they were so dusty and trash and all that, why are you having anything to do with them after the first conversation? It doesn't add up. But y'all aren't smart enough to know that when you get on here and talk like this. I could already tell from a very short video you have an extremely annoying personality. That's not helping your cause either.
Where are we going? Why am I chasing you? We already in a relationship. Because money be doing me well. Like, money does me so good. It be taking me out on trips. It be paying my bills. It be buying me whatever I want. Like,
one drunk man is more intelligent than three women with PhDs.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Ma'am, I don't believe that you some big bag holding lady. I don't believe it. And even if you do, let's say, make 100K a year, and nothing about this video, the hoodie, the ghetto nails, like nothing about this video says you're somebody who makes 100K or anything like that. Nothing about this video says you have any class or dignity or anything like that. Any type of discipline. You're clearly a single mom. Just no. But let's just say I go along with your delusion and you make this big money. You blow all of the big money.
Finally ready to admit this and own up to this.
You blow it on shopping, you blow it on trips, you blow it on having a car note you can't afford. You blow it on a house you probably can't afford.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
And then y'all get into relationships and y'all want people to chase y'all for what again? What's the benefit? I don't think the bare minimum is worth it.
Did you know that I can see you?
That's fair, but have you ever asked yourself why guys only give you the bare minimum? There's guys in the world who give their women way more than the bare minimum. Have you ever done that self-reflection? Now, self-awareness clearly isn't your strength. Coming on big, eating McDonald's french fries on TikTok.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you.
Very mid-performance, mediocre. At best. I don't think it's worth it. Stop getting a relationship with women and expecting them to chase you. If she got to fight for your attention and she's supposed to be your girlfriend, your woman, you deserve to be done dirty.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Ma'am, you shouldn't use the word mediocre and mid talking about dating in any capacity. I'm just going to say that right fucking now. And I don't believe these men or a particular man that you're talking about or the men you're talking about ever made you their official girlfriend. Just because a guy will sleep with you doesn't mean you're his lady.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Please? Do not let feminism, social media, tell you or make you think that we don't need you. Trust me, women are craving masculinity.
Go f- yourself.
Every part of this is completely preposterous.
Ma'am, are you married? Clearly you passed the age of 30. They only come with this poppycock after they already hit the wall and they're losing. They're panicking and now they got to make a plea online about how, no, we really do need a man. We're not strong and independent anymore. Please come save us. No. Why don't y'all talk like this at 19, 20, 21? It's always after the wrinkles come in. I'm not going for this. I'm not going for this nonsense. We don't believe you, ma'am. We don't believe you.
You're a liar. You told some of the biggest lies that I've ever heard of in my whole life.
If you don't feel like you need men in your prime, just stay without men in your decline.
Bars.
They're craving men. We need you. We just want to come home and go to sleep on your chest. We just need to wake up next to you knowing that you're there. We just need to be able to call you when we're having a weird day.
Hey, hell no!
Bad day? You're the only one we want to call. I'm going to call my man about that.
Hell no!
What the f*** are you telling me for?
What?
Are you talking about a real guy or are you talking about a hypothetical guy? Because if you're talking about a hypothetical guy, it's kind of weird. You know, we know you need us. But you've been putting in so much hard work on the internet trying to convince us that you don't need us. We never believed it. We never will believe it. But you annoyed us so much, we don't want anything to do with you anymore. Okay? Most of you, at least. Definitely, we don't want anything to do with women with online presences. Wait, is that even a word? Okay, let me rephrase that. We definitely don't want anything to do with any women who have an online presence. And we definitely don't want anything to do with 30-plus-year-old women who are still trying to follow eyebrow trends. Seriously, just give it up, lady.
I'm going to call. Let me see what my man says. Let me ask my man. We need you. Do not let feminism make you believe that you are not wanted. It is far from the truth, as women are all lying to themselves. Trust me. We need you.
That's too damn bad!
Get off it. Get off it. Get off it.
Yeah, we know. But we also know you're talking about a top 10%. But you need all of us. You need the ugly guys, the short guys, all the guys that make the world go round. You need all of us. We know you do. But we know in this video you're specifically talking about a tall, handsome man who makes $250K a year.
You don't know that.
We don't care what you need anymore. It's all about what we want and need. We've woken up from the bullshit dream. And we're hip to all your bullshit schemes. Bars.
So you can't give up. You've got to go after your goals and your purpose because we need you to feel good about yourself. And you need to let us in. You need to be vulnerable enough to let us in into that little heart there, that thing there. We need to get in there.
No means no. No, that means no.
If you get in there, you're going to destroy us and you're going to use it against us anytime you get in your little emotions. Don't ever let a woman in your heart. Love them with your mind, not your heart, if you do find yourself in a relationship.
I'm the girl that slept with 120 college boys in 2 weeks and took 22 in one night. And next up is Nottingham Freshers Week. And I'll be there from the 13th of September for 2 weeks.
They're not even worth talking. Like I said, I would have never made eye contact with a woman like this.
Just a petri dish.
This is gross. This is disgusting. This is vile. She's clearly older. You know, she's clearly 38 at the least. And she aged out of, you know, the men in her age group plowing her, or she just ran through everybody in her city already. So now she got to go on a college tour and bang young Chad, because 40 plus year old Chad can get, you know, 23 year old Becky's. So the only way she can still screw Chad's and get attention from tall, hot, built guys is to basically mess with dudes who are young enough to be her sons.
They're not bright enough to understand why we men have a problem with this.
You would literally be better off betting that bacteria would survive a good dousing of Lysol than finding her a man. That's fucked up. But that's the mathematical reality.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.